tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Ramila Mahagat Pant, and welcome along to the second hour of Tip Today. Couple of WhatsApp I just want to bring you. This one says, my aunt died at the end of January in the nursing home, Fran. Her family were told she contracted COVID. Her family did not see her in the coffin. My mother, whose sister the deceased was, could not go to the funeral. That comes in from Jacinta. That must have been extremely difficult for your mum indeed, and indeed for yourself, Jacinta. Unfortunately, me and my family had to watch our brother's funeral on live stream as we could not travel to be there. So heartbreaking. James was a fantastic help to me a couple of weeks ago, and he's always such a gentleman, and that's absolutely sure. Get that fellow Stephen into an A&E, Fran. Let him see what the doctors and nurses are going through with the virus. They didn't experience anything like that suffering any other year with deaths. Where ignorance is bliss, it's folly to be wise, is one of our listeners. Now, every fortnight around this time, we're going to speak with the Gardaí to keep you up to date on what's going on around the county. And Sergeant in charge of Nina Garda Station, Declan O'Carroll, joins me now. Good morning to you, Declan.
Good morning, Fran.
And thanks very much for coming on with us today. We're going to start with that massive illegal dumping of clothing in Kerr this week, Declan.
Yes, Fran. Gardaí have been made aware of illegal dumping in Nicholas Town Grange near Kerr over the last couple of months and commenced an investigation. So on Monday, the 1st of March, Gardaí discovered 20 polythene bags full of clothes. The bags were then removed to Tip County Council Recycling Centre, and each bag was searched through for evidence, which may lead to the identity of the owners. And thankfully, Gardaí were successful in that, and there's a strong likelihood of a prosecution in this case pursuant to the Litter Act. Now, there are strong legislation in relation to litter pollution, and Gardaí do have a power to issue on-the-spot fines of €150 and fines of up to €3,000 if convicted in the district court. And if littering continues by a person, they can be fined up to €600 a day.
Mm.
So... Yeah. I would encourage if anyone notices illegal dumping that reported to either the local authority or ourselves, and it'll be followed up. Obviously, it's a painstaking work by the Gardaí and Care and the local council and having to go through 20 bags, but it is worthwhile. There has been a noticed increase in dumping in the county in the last since the pandemic started.
Absolutely, Declan. We're hearing an awful lot of it here into the show. But if they know and if they're aware that you're going to follow this up, I mean, it has to be a good thing.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. And all calls will be followed up in relation to illegal dumping, and we will work in tandem with the county council to try and stamp it out.
Yeah, we were talking to Councillor Jim Ryan a little earlier on in the programme about dog fouling, and the moment we brought it up, Declan, we've been inundated with people saying, yeah, that's fine in Thurles, but it's in our towns as well. It's very prevalent. What can the Gardaí do about that?
Well, again, under the Litter Act, there can be on the spine FCPNs issued to people that don't clean up, and you, there is, in relation to dog fouling, you must remove dog's waste from public places and dispose of it properly, be it public road and footpaths, areas around shopping centres, school grounds, sports grounds. And I have noticed myself in around Nina, people are out and about more and walking the roads more, and you do see increased amount of dog fouling. And I suppose it is personal responsibility for every dog owner to look after it.
I mean, you don't want to have to police stuff like this. I mean, as you say, it is personal responsibility. But Jim this morning, I mean, he put a photograph up on social media where they even allowed it to happen on AstroTurf, for God's sake, Declan. You know, so it just goes to show you people need to cop on with this. You have some good news for us about drug detection and some seizures as well, Declan.
Yeah, in relation to drug detections in Clonmel and Nina districts over the last couple of weeks, on the 24th of the 2nd, members of the Divisional Drugs Unit in Clonmel executed a warrant pursuant to the Misuse of Drugs Act at a property in the town. A sizable quantity of cannabis and ecstasy were discovered, and if an offender made admissions and was arrested and detained for questioning and brought to Clonmel Garda Station. And further on from that, on the 28th of the 2nd, again, a search by the Division of Drugs Unit in Clonmel, in the Ellen Park area of Clonmel, the search proved positive for a number of controlled substances and in the rain, including what suspected amphetamine, ecstasy, and various other tablets with a potential street value of over €5,500 was seized. Again, a male was arrested and detained and questioned and has been released pending the analysis on the drugs. Mm. And in the north of the county, in the Nina, in the Ross Grey sub-district, searches were carried out on the 13th of last month, pursuant to the Misuse of Drugs Act again, by local units. And during the course of the first search, €20,000 of suspected cannabis herb was discovered, as well as €3,000 of suspected cocaine. Two suspects were arrested in relation to that search and detained at Nina Garda Station under drug trafficking legislation. They were later brought to Limerick District Court and remanded in custody in respect to that, those offences. And just on the same date, and following on from those searches in Ross Grey, another premises was searched in Ross Grey, and one male was arrested. 14 suspected cannabis plants were discovered with an approximate value of 10,000. One male was arrested in respect to those offences and again detained in Nina Garda Station and charged with cultivation offences under the Misuse of Drugs Act. So there has been very positive work by the Division of Drugs Unit in the county.
Very good. I presume the public are vital to you, Declan, where intelligence is concerned, and you know, their information is always welcome.
I would encourage people to ring their local Garda Station or the 999 if they suspect or see potential drug dealing or drug taking going on.
And you can do that anonymously as well, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you can ring 999 or the local station. You don't have to give your name, but you can report it anonymously. Right.
Cars stolen for specific parts. I think we're going to West Tipperary on this, Declan.
Yeah, a number of thefts of catalytic converters has been a particular issue in the country last year and this year. There's been 1,300 thefts in relation to catalytic converters from cars reported in Ireland in 2020. And just a good piece of work by Gardaí in Clonmel and Thurles last week, when on the 26th of the 2nd, a suspicious male was observed by an off-duty member of An Garda Síochána at the in the Greyhound track in Thurles. The male was subsequently arrested by Gardaí and questioned in relation to a number of offences, including an offence that happened in Clonmel earlier that day, where a car was broken into at a hospital car park. This male was questioned and later charged with a number of offences, including theft from cars and theft from a car in Ballyclarehan, as well as dangerous driving offences and insurance offences. I suppose, just as a follow-up from the piece 2 weeks ago, just a warning to the public to lock their cars. Yeah. There was two thefts recently in Clonmel, where one in the Colville area of Clonmel, where an unlocked car was entered and valuable stolen, and the second on the Glen Oak Walk near Clonmel, where an unlocked car again was entered. And I'd encourage people not to have any goods or valuables on show in cars, but this was a very good detection by Gardaí in Thurles and Clonmel, and thefts of catalytic converters unfortunately are featuring prominently at the moment, and it causes a lot of damage to a car when they're taken.
Of course it does indeed. There was a seizure involving a sulky as well, Declan.
Yeah, again, Gardaí and Clonmel responded to a call, sulky racing in progress. Several units responded and were able to issue a number of COVID fines, as well as horses that were involved in this illegal race were unchipped and unlicensed and were subsequently seized. And I suppose, again, in the north of the county, on the 21st of February, Gardaí dispersed a sulky race that was about to begin in Ross Grey. And again, COVID fines were issued in relation to that. It's important to remember when Gardaí are dealing with sulky races or observe a sulky race, that the sulkies themselves are classed as a a vehicle which has a wide meaning under the Road Traffic Act. It can mean a mechanically propelled vehicle, an animal-drawn vehicle, or a pedal cycle. So sulky persons racing sulkies are subject to the Road Traffic Act, just as anyone else who drives a car or a pedal cycle is. And there can be prosecutions for careless driving, driving without due care and attention, or dangerous driving.
Well, some good news for people who are annoyed by people using scramblers, and we get a lot of this as well, Declan. There's a new law there, is there?
Well, the local council contacted Gardaí and Nina just in relation to incidents of persons using scramblers up in say wooded areas around Newport, around Town Tinla near Portrow, and the silver mines. So Gardaí put in place an operation, and at Dunan near Tour in Newport, three scramblers were seized by Gardaí by individuals from the Limerick area, and again COVID fines were issued. As I stated earlier, scramblers are under the auspices of the Road Traffic Act as well, and they were it was for insurance and tax issues where was the reason that these scramblers were taken. But Gardaí are taking a proactive approach to persons using scramblers illegally.
So a scrambler has to be taxed and insured, Declan?
Yeah, it has to have insurance under the Road Traffic Act.
All right, very good.
Especially, obviously, when it's been used in a public place.
All right, okay. Yes, Declan, sorry?
Just Gardaí, I suppose, the four E's are to the fore in dealing with people persons in relation to COVID and in dealing at checkpoints, just to engage, explain, encourage, and then as a last resort, enforce.
And what is it that you're getting from people when you stop them? I mean, are they largely good-natured about the stop? Do they understand it, I suppose?
Generally, people do, yeah. If they're outside their 5Ks, Gardaí will just engage with them and explain the situation, and generally then persons will turn around if they fail to turn around and are in breach of the COVID Act, then Gardaí will be forced to enforce and issue fines on the spot.
All right. Good to talk to you, Declan, and thanks very much indeed for your time. Thank you. Good morning to you. That is Sergeant in Charge of Nina Garda Station, Declan O'Carroll, speaking to us there, 1800-938-007. Text and WhatsApp 083-311-3311. Just to remind you again about that special broadcast that's happening this coming Friday. It's Friday the 5th at 6 p.m. and it's a 20-minute programme of music and reflection to remember all those that we've lost in the last 12 months. And to commemorate we've partnered up this week with Frank Alley and his team at Dundrum Nurseries, and they're giving you the chance to receive a holly bush, which has lovely significance indeed. Truly Irish evergreen commemorating life. And that's based on your interaction with us by text if you want to remember a loved one this morning. 083-311-3311.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.